Congress is back in session today after a six-week recess. House lawmakers will try to pass gun control measures, avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month, and launch more investigations into President Trump. Meanwhile, the White House is defending its decision to cancel a secret summit between Taliban leaders and the president of Afghanistan and President Trump. Questions are swirling in Washington and around the world about how the meeting came together and why it fell apart. Let's bring in NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro in Washington. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told NBC's Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press that the meeting with the Taliban was scrapped and that peace talks with the Taliban are dead for now. Let's listen.
Does this mean talks are off completely?
So for the time being, that's absolutely the case. We've recalled Ambassador Khalilzad back to Washington. We've been working on this problem set for a number of months now and frankly had made real progress with the government of national unity, President Ghani, as well as with the Taliban.
Now, Trump first made the announcement that he was canceling the meeting on Twitter Saturday night, saying he canceled after a recent Taliban attack killed a U.S. soldier. Afterward, the Taliban said the two sides had come very close to a deal. What does all this mean for the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops in Afghanistan?
It's not clear, really. I mean, this was supposed to be part of a deal with the Taliban if there was going to be one. Or, you know, President Trump could go on his own, just like we've seen a number of times before, him kind of waver and waffle on an issue and maybe even decide to go unilaterally. But, you know, there's a lot of the details here are completely unclear. It's not clear why or how this wound up getting canceled, because there certainly have been a number of attacks from the Taliban. And this was not even the worst of them.
Now, in terms of Congress, Domenico, the summer recess is over. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill today. What are you going to be watching for, and specifically when it comes to possible gun control after the mass shootings we've seen while Congress has been on recess?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the shutdown and avoiding one is, of course, you know, the big piece of all of this. It's sort of like just being able to try to get normal business done, keep the lights on in government is a bit of a chore nowadays. But guns and impeachment are really top of the agenda. And does this, you know, mean that Democrats may go after impeachment? And will there be anything that passes on guns?
Will there be anything that passes on guns?
I look into my crystal ball here, and it's fuzzy, Jeremy.
It's fuzzy.
You know, the ball is in President Trump's court. Democrats are going to push for this. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's going to defer to President Trump. And there really is no indication that President Trump is going to move to, say, even move on universal background checks, something that has universal praise pretty much and support from people on on the Republican side and on the Democratic side. And President Trump has kind of waffled and wavered on this. And there's no indication that he's going to actually push for this. And the ball is in his court. And it's going to be interesting. We have a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll that comes out tomorrow afternoon. And we'll see what people think Congress should do and what they should pass when it comes to guns.
In terms of those investigations you talked about, the congressional committees are now looking into corruption to put pressure on Democrats who have not yet backed an impeachment inquiry. What exactly are they looking at, and how much time do Democrats have left to decide if they are going to impeach?
You know, I'd say over the next few months is really how long they've got. They don't want this to drag out into 2020 in the presidential election very long. Just quickly, is no longer just the special counsel's Russia probe and obstruction of justice, which is what Democrats had been talking about. But they're also looking at these payments to women to cover up alleged affairs, reports that the president had teased pardoning people willing to seize land to build his wall, and whether his businesses had profited from government travel.
That is NPR's Domenico Montanaro in Washington. Domenico, thanks.
You're so welcome.